Some exuberant music composed by Jimmy Heath and played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Beautifully played, as a matter of fact. Great ensembles and solos by Jimmy Heath on tenor saxophone, Michael Brockman on alto sax, and Jay Thomas was the trumpet soloist. In part one of the Endless Search Suite, a nearly half-hour-long suite by Jimmy Heath, recorded with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, co-artistic directors. Jimmy Heath, great tenor saxophonist, alto saxophonist, composer and arranger. Jimmy Heath died earlier this year on January 19th. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Coming up, we have a song from John A. Kendrick, and first, here's a piece by a group out of Vancouver, B.C., featuring Dave Robbins leading this group in some original music. This is one of his compositions, lead-off tune from the album Joan of Arc. Dave Robbins on drums, Steve Holly bass, Chris Gestrin is the pianist, and the horns are Mike Allen on tenor, Brad Turner on trumpet, and Rod Murray on trombone. This is Dave Robbins' composition, Merge. Thank you.
apart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count on stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run and run when church bells ring. All I did was wonder how your arms would be, and it happened to me. Your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. And
Wow, that's a pretty daring vocal improvisation, beautifully done by John A. Kendrick from her aptly titled album, Flying. The song, in case you missed it, was It Could Happen to You. Jimmy Van Heusen never quite envisioned it that way, but a beautiful job of improvisation on that, with John A. Kendrick singing mostly with just the bass of Chris Simer. And you also heard Devon Lewis on drums there, too. It Could Happen to You from John A. Kendrick. Before that, a Canadian group led by drummer Dave Robbins from the album Joan of Arc, dedicated to jazz supporter Joan Mariacher. And that tune titled Merge by Dave Robbins. Robbins on drums with Steve Holly bass, Chris Gestern piano, and the horns were Mike Allen on tenor, Brad Turner on trumpet, and Rod Murray on trombone. Nicely done. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time and the regional jazz scene. By the way, we also have a podcast available, and you can listen to it anytime at jazznw.org. And you can even tell your smart speaker or phone to play Jazz Northwest, and it will. Here is some music from a new album by Jay Thomas. A couple of new albums, as a matter of fact. The first one is having a CD release party this Friday night at the Royal Room for the album High Crimes and Misdemeanors, with Jay Thomas and Matt Wilson featured prominently in it. You'll also hear Milo Peterson on guitar on this one, and John Hansen at the piano. A great tune by the late Fats Navarro, great trumpet player, based on Out of Nowhere. He called this Nostalgia. Thank you. Jay Thomas on trumpet and flugelhorn in those previous two selections. We just heard a beautiful Benny Carter composition called Summer Serenade, which seems particularly appropriate for a late summer afternoon. Jay Thomas featured on flugelhorn along with the rest of the group, including John Hansen on piano, John Wiecan on drums, and the great Buddy Catlett on bass, including a beautiful arco solo there by Buddy in Summer Serenade, the Jay Thomas Quartet. This comes from a Seattle Art Museum Art of Jazz concert we recorded in 1997, I think it was. And Jay is now issuing this in an album called Upside, the Jay Thomas Quartet at the Seattle Art Museum, with Benny Carter's tune Summer Serenade and Buddy Catlett on bass. Before that, from the album High Crimes and Misdemeanors, Jay Thomas, with a nice dialogue with Matt Wilson on drums toward the end of that piece, Fats Navarro's Nostalgia. Along with Jay on trumpet and Matt Wilson on drums, you heard Michael Glenn on bass, John Hansen on piano, and Milo Peterson on guitar on that one. That was Nostalgia by Fats Navarro. A virtual CD release party will stream from the Royal Room next Friday night. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX every Sunday afternoon at this time, surveying the regional music scene. A great big band out of Vancouver coming up next. This is the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra playing original compositions by Daniel, and some great soloists in here as well. You'll hear Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone and Brad Turner on trumpet in this piece titled Cloudbreak, which he describes as a piece of music that captures the warmth and light of the sun breaking through the clouds. Brad Turner on trumpet, Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone, Cloudbreak. ¶¶ from the album Porter Plays Porter. That was Randy Porter, Portland pianist, heard with John Watala on bass, Todd Strait on drums, and playing Cole Porter's tune Get Out of Town with a deep groove. Porter Plays Porter. Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra before that from the album Night Devoid of Stars, featuring Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone and Brad Turner on trumpet. That was an original by Daniel Herzog titled Cloudbreak. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Digging deep into our Wayback Machine, this one goes back to 1966 in Seattle, a Pioneer Square nightclub called The Penthouse, which was the site of over 200 live broadcasts we produced at that time. This featuring an all-star group with the Wynton Kelly Trio, who'd played with Miles Davis, Wynton Kelly at the piano, Ron McClure bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, and their guest star appearing with them on this occasion, the guitarist Wes Montgomery. The tune is one written by Wes Montgomery titled Jingles. great fun back there in the spring of 1966, I believe it was, at the Penthouse in Pioneer Square, which booked all kinds of national acts. Wonderful, wonderful evenings there. That was Wes Montgomery, who was featured as a guest star with the Wynton Kelly Trio, Miles Davis's rhythm section. Wynton Kelly piano, Ron McClure, the bass player, Jimmy Cobb, who recently passed, was at the drums. Smokin' in Seattle is the name of the album. Came out on vinyl first as a limited edition of 5,000 and sold out almost immediately. Smokin' in Seattle with Wynton Kelly Trio and Wes Montgomery, and they played Jingles by Wes Montgomery. And that's our show for today. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.